On Jepson School of Leadership Studies Week, the debate over religious symbols on public land is still ongoing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Corey Walker, visiting professor in leadership studies and the humanities, determines what previous examples can teach us.
Last year, the Supreme Court ruled that a war memorial in Maryland in the shape of a Christian cross can stay on public land. The Bladensburg Peace Cross is a 40-foot cross erected as a memorial for those who died in service during World War I. In a complex 7-2 ruling, the Supreme Court held that the Bladensburg Cross did not violate the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. The Bladensburg Peace Cross certainly wasn't the first war memorial in the shape of a cross that was legally challenged. The 43-foot Mount Soledad Cross in La Jolla, California, for example, was subject to litigation for more than a quarter century. To finally end the ongoing legal drama, the Mount Soledad Memorial Association agreed to purchase the public land beneath the cross, which resolved the issue since the cross is now on private property. In response to the litigation involving the Mount Soledad Cross, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the War Memorial Protection Act in 2012. The legislation permits the inclusion of religious symbols on official military memorials. Though not law, the passage of the bill by the House demonstrates the extent of the conflict around the presence of religious symbols in American war memorials. In a religiously plural democracy, war memorials with religious symbols can have different meanings for different citizens, and that can lead to conflict.
That was Corey Walker of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.